JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
What's your call on the RB? No change?
Yeah, look, Mike, the first thing I'll say, one of the things I've learned over the years is that it's quite dangerous to become absolutely completely entrenched in one view, because occasionally, and I do admit occasionally, it's not unheard of to be wrong. However, at this official cash rate view, I'm as close as I can get to being convinced there'll be no change to the rate today. And to use the common refrain at the moment, the central bank is sitting back, it's watching, worrying and waiting, and I don't think there's any need for them to change that stance at the moment. So what supports that position? Well, let's just have a look at the data, okay? Well, let's have a look at what we've got recently. Quarter one GDP fell 0.1%. That was below the Reserve Bank's expectations for Q1 GDP. Migration, to me, looks like it is easing. We'll get another read on that shortly. Then we've got a couple of important pieces of information recently released, the ANZ Survey of Business Opinion and the NZIER. Quarterly survey of business opinion. Both of those surveys, from my point of view, have given the green light to the Reserve Bank to keep doing what they are doing, which is sitting, watching, worrying and waiting. QSBO, that sort of reflected easing conditions in the labour market, a relaxation or a drop in capacity utilisation pressures, inflation expectations are easing. ANZ business outlook, although that's sort of still mixed, you have got some improvement in activity indicators, but again, there was evidence that inflation indicators are moving in the right direction, albeit very slowly. Consumer confidence is still very weak. One of the key factors for me, Mike, is that interest rate markets are doing some of the work for them. We've already talked about this week, about the movement in wholesale interest rates, pushing up the important 1 and 2 year maturities. Longer rates are moving higher courtesy of pressure from overseas. So that will eventually help to stifle household demand through, you know, I keep talking about the second round of mortgage pain. And Mike, I would say this, over 35 years in this game has taught me to listen to my instincts. And right now, I think the economy is at risk at some stage of really slowing.
Correct.
Maybe not just yet, but at some stage. And I think personally pushing the official cash rate higher would be a mistake, but that certainly doesn't mean it won't happen.
Okay, what's your vibe from Australia?
Yeah, look, Mike, I was chatting to a business colleague across the Tasman yesterday, and they're really worried about what's happening in the Australian economy. Now, this was another fixed interest person. I have a fixed interest background, and the standard joke in financial markets is that sort of background just teaches you to worry about everything, which is what I do. A bit of data released in Australia yesterday, there was quite a bit, and it all looked a bit soft to me. Australian Bureau of Statistics released what's called the monthly household spending indicator. It increased 3.3%. On a 12-month basis, so that's under the rate of inflation. Discretionary spending is still going backwards. Aussies are spending less on furnishing, household equipment, clothing, footwear. Commonwealth Bank released a housing spending intentions index yesterday. That fell 1.7% in June. They're seeing consumer activity continuing to weaken across a range of categories. Westpac consumer confidence out yesterday, it did improve, but also very low, and it was described as being deeply pessimistic. So I think you're seeing softer signals across the Tasman as well.
Having been there, I can confirm they are doing it. Now, what are the numbers?
Right, so actually, see a green across the market. So share market sort of bouncing a little bit. The Dow Jones up 202 points overnight. That's 0.59%, 34,145. The S&P 500 is up 15 points as we look at it. That's about a third of a percent, 4,424 the close there. And the NASDAQ just up a few points, 13,689. The FTSE 100 gained 8 overnight, 7,282. The Nikkei basically unchanged, 32,203. Shanghai Composite up just over 0.5%, 3,221. The Aussies had a good day yesterday, gained 105 points, 1.5%, 7,105 the close. The NZX 50 just down 3 points, 11,909. One Kiwi dollar against the US, a bit weaker, 0.6188, 0.9276 against the Aussie, 0.5623 euro against the pound. This is interesting. It's below 48p, 0.4790, 86.87 against the Japanese yen. Gold trading at $1,932.34. And just to close this out today, Mike, Brent crude, sorry to tell you, $79.28.
See you tomorrow, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.